Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Governor Kristi Noem spoke at the Republican National Convention last night. We're going to hear that speech later in the hour. She invoked the legacy of Washington. Well, actually, she invoked the legacy of Lincoln and Madison. And here at home, she's calling for the men enshrined on Mount Rushmore to be represented once again, this time in the alcoves of the Capitol Dome. Kevin Wooster writes about the history of the idea on his blog. On the other hand, you can find that on our website at sdpb.org/Wooster. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Lori. So what are you doing in your evenings these days? Anything on TV?
Well, clearly I wasn't rewriting my intro, because before that speech last night, I really thought she was going to talk about the founding fathers in Mount Rushmore, and I went back and changed it, and clearly it didn't save. So, she didn't talk about what I thought she talked about, but I did. My evenings are spent tuning into the world a little bit. How about you? You're probably fishing during.
I'm almost completely caught up on Better Call Saul. So I'm working my way back to the start of Breaking Bad. I just couldn't do it.
I was thinking that last night, and I thought, should I do what Wooster's doing? And I was like, no, we're in different stages right now. So I better watch.
Yes, I will only tell you this, that I have always watched both conventions, and I've watched a lot of it, and appreciated them, and regardless of whether I agreed with the candidates and the incumbents or whoever was there, I always found them informative and worthwhile, and I'm not doing that this year. So, what else is new?
Well, there is a new call for, as people are, according to Governor Noem, taking down statues across the country. In South Dakota, we put them up. And you wrote about this on your blog, about bringing the Founding Fathers home to the Capitol Dome. Now, this isn't the first time people have talked about what should be in those alcoves. Tell us a little bit about that, because I bet a lot of people don't know that history.
Well, and I don't even know that you would notice them, most people. I was trying to go through this foggy, dusty, cobwebbed thing that I call my memory, and see if I'd ever written anything about those, or without looking at the picture, I couldn't even picture them in my mind, what these alcoves look like. And so my first reaction to this, when I first saw something, I think I saw maybe something by Mercer online, was, what do you want to stick a bunch of statues up there for no good reason for, and just make the profile look weird? And you know that our initial reactions to things aren't always the best reactions, which is why it's good idea to not go right to Twitter or another media outlet and fire away, because I almost did. And then I looked around a little bit and read some more and talked to some other people, which is really a good idea before you mouth off or write off.
My rule of thumb is to delete more tweets before hitting send than I ever hit send on.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
If I send one tweet per day, that means I've deleted two, and so on.
And what a better world this would be. Governor, could we speak? No, I'm sorry. That was uncalled for. So I looked, and I actually, talked to some people. Crazy idea. It's what reporters do when they're not sure they have a grasp of an issue, and did some rewriting on it as I talked, and came away not quite as offended by the idea as I was. That there are these four alcoves. They've been part of the plan since the Capitol was constructed in the early 1900s. And they had four inside, four outside that were going to have statues in them. That was part of the plan. And as I say, and their plans change and they get delayed and they don't get funded and things like that. But we've had the inside statues in 89, the celebration of the centennial year. And those have been filled with, lovely statues, sculptures representing wisdom, courage, integrity, vision by Dale Lanfear. It's a marvelous sculptor and artist. And now Kristi Noem wants to put the statues in the outside alcoves of the four folks that are on Mount Rushmore. And I'm, questioning that. First of all, if we're going to go about it, could we have a little bit more public involvement? Secondly, are the four famous presidents in stone on Mount Rushmore really the ones we want on our capital, or could we not have some local South Dakotans and maybe somebody, as I say, maybe with some insensitivity in my blog, besides white guys all the time, maybe in our state we could honor somebody else from the statue up there, and if we're going to do it. So, and then we talk on the blog about her messaging for this and the way she constructed the messaging, which I think is one of the most interesting things about it.
Yeah, but and let's get to that messaging. But first, I mean, Dale Lanvier, come on. So yeah. One of the big wins of this is this whole conversation about statues across the country, and some of them that have been taken down or fought to keep up have been really not artistically, aesthetically pleasing at all. And some of them have been wonderful works of art, but are, you know, complicated sort of works of art. And you look at, if nothing else, it has helped me look at work by, you know, someone like Dale Lanvier and just stand in awe of not only the quality and the expression that he is capable of capturing, but also the longevity and the timelessness of his work. He's thinking about that as a sculptor. Yeah. He's thinking 100 years down the road. You can just tell it's not an afterthought. It's not a temporary thing for him. And if nothing else, that's been a huge, I think, benefit for everybody to pause and notice what is public art and what does it mean and why do we use it and where should it be and how do we interact with it? So,
you can't ignore that.
Yeah.
Not with Dale around, because his art is, as we know, impossible to ignore. And it's prominent and it's beautiful and it's well thought out. And, you know, there are many things that I'd like to say that Dale and I have in common, except I think there's only one. We're about the same age. He's extraordinarily gifted. And you know, he did a great job on the sculptures on the inside of the Capitol Dome. And I don't know if he's still doing that kind of stuff or if he's gone on to other things, if he would be one of the people I would talk to about that. We certainly have some people that have done wonderful, political elected officials sculptors in Pierre and out here in Rapid City. And and as you touch on a really important issue is these complicated questions of these statues. And do they have artistic value? Do they have historical value? Are the goods and these people that are being depicted outweighing the bads? Is it something we should leave where it is or move it to another place? Should it be gone entirely? We seem to have two sides that get the most play here, which is take them down, spray paint them, get rid of them, protect them, and defend them at all costs. They're symbols of our freedom, and I don't think either one of those is right.
And I wonder if, and this is a huge speculation for other communities that I know little about, so forgive me for that, but I just, when I think of South Dakota, I think of sculptures because of Mount Rushmore, because of Dignity, because of the Arc of Dreams, because of the South Dakota or the Sioux Falls Sculpture Walk and the presidents in Rapid City and the governors and Pierre. This is a state where you can drive from west to east or east to west and see a whole lot of sculptures. We're all kind of used to living with these sculptures and maybe in a way that other people aren't. I think we interact with the idea of sculpture and what it means in maybe different ways than people in other states. You know, maybe it's not about us and them, but just, I think that we do think about, we think about these things more, especially now, but I think we thought about it before because of Mount Rushmore. I mean, because we have that, because we have Dignity. Yeah.
And there's this, in Rushmore itself, there's this evolution of our thinking, I hope, where we're being able to see it as times change, as our culture changes, as we look at things differently. We have this really prominent, and I always say, despite its controversies and despite its contradictions, I love Mount Rushmore. I always have. And I'm inspired when I'm there, which is not to say that I don't understand mixed feelings or strong feelings the other way from Lakota people and others, and that those are worthwhile discussions that we should have and educational processes that we should go through. So that's the thing I want about all these sculptures, including these. And the concern that I have is we've gone far ahead in the process, maybe farther than we should be, without having more of this discussion by, as you point out, a population that's pretty well educated on statues and these kinds of artwork. and should be more engaged and involved in that discussion before we decide we're going to put those four guys up there.
Right. Crazy Horse Mountain. I didn't even mention that. So yeah. As we look, you know, we're heading into this election, and Governor Noem, you know, spoke at Mount Rushmore at the 4th of July, and then spoke at the RNC, and it does feel like an incredibly political year. I know I've also talked to other people, so it must be said, where, you know, they look at me and they're like, we do not need any more sculptures. So there are people who just in general think enough is enough, and perhaps that's not their favorite kind of art or what have you. So maybe we could have just said we're putting up more sculptures because that's what we do here. Because it's been a minute.
I would encourage people to look at pictures of the Capitol. Find those alcoves and identify them once you look. Start thinking about what you think. Start thinking about what you think it should be. And I would encourage Governor Noem and whoever else is involved to ask us, talk to us a little bit about it. Let's have a meaningful conversation about this.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's. All right. Kevin Wooster, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
All right. Take care.